What's up, everybody? This is JT back with another episode coming live from Resorts World. Just throwing down out here, listening to JT's Las Vegas podcast. I guess I heard this shit about Boeing, this flight company. You know, the B-52 Boeings and all that. And you know how all these companies are just fucking building nothing good quality nowadays. Something happened with these instruments on there. Like, there were some failures, and there was a whistleblower that came out and like testified against them. And what do you think happened, dude? He got the good old Mexican bow tie. And I'm not talking from the back. And I'm not talking about the good one. That's when they slit your throat and just get your tongue and tie it in a knot from your... Looks like I did a little bit of mine, but, you know. I got like a micropenis Mexican bow tie. Or maybe that's how their dicks are. Might be regular size. But, yeah. In this hotel parking, in the hotel parking lot, he got. And it's like, if you play with these billion-dollar companies and you're a whistleblower, dude, you better fucking have some guards or something, dude. Or just smoke enough weed to stay out in that limitless paranoia where you're like, no one's gonna get me. And just stay in the house and just with a vantage point, dude. Like my uncle, well, he wasn't really like my uncle, but he was my cousin's uncle. And he was dealing drugs. And I went and visited him for Christmas, and we went to his uncle's house. So I used to go visit my cousin for like a month or a week, I mean, after on Christmas break. And he was dealing drugs, some fucking yeah. And he had guns just planted throughout the house, like under a table, by a couch, on a wall. And he knew where all of them shot. And we played Madden the whole day, and we were just fucking smoking weed. And now we were like, yo, can we touch some of that? And he's like, nah, you can't have none of that. And meanwhile, he was all on that and just getting after it. I was like, okay, honk. But that's what's up, man. But someone eventually broke in his house and tried to steal a bunch of shit from him. Well, it was like a drug deal got bad. Shot and killed two of them, dude, and got away with it. But once you do that, you're a hot boy, and you better, you know. So he moved away to a ranch, you know, somewhere. But he was fucking ready, though, dude, is what I'm trying to say. If you better whistleblower, you better fucking have the straps on deck, dude. Every little hiding spot you could possibly imagine, just ready to pull that trigger and know where that shit's aiming. Ready to hit a barrel tuck roll and just... But that's neither here nor there, dude. What happened in the days of Anonymous coming out with, like, drops of information and shit, dude? Anonymous, like, never pops up with shit nowadays. It's because Anonymous was really the CIA. Cobra Kia. And that's just how it goes. So this pool, we have a pool by my house. And it's been, like, it hasn't been working for 2 years. Like, it's part of our condo. Like, it's right by it. Like, that we share. There's, like, four different pools on all these properties. But the one closest to us, it's all rancid and just complete India shit, bro. Like, it was a cesspool of, like, mosquitoes. And we're like, yo, what's the fuck? Where's all our HOA money going to? And finally this time we pulled up today, and the boys are out there working on it, dude. And I'm like, are we gonna have a pool this summer, dude? But two summers ago I had the biggest pool incident. The boy was just off of a full night's wake up. Like, there was no rest for the week, my boy, when you're off that sheet. But I was just getting down with the sniffles, going down Bunny Hills and just drinking tequila, next thing you know, it was pool time, dude. The pool opened up at 10. I didn't know. Went down at 9. It was locked, so I just hopped the fence, and the security guard was like, hey, what the fuck? Like, talking shit to me, and I was like, I'll hop right back over. And he's like, saying crazy shit, and I was like, bro, you're gonna catch a fucking fade, bro. So cut to 10 o'clock. We went back, opened the gate, and I just had to show this guy how to fucking do a head dive. So I did a dive, went right in and smacked my face at the bottom of the pool. Fresh off a line at Yay and just a shot of tequila, you just crush your face at the bottom of the pool, dude. It wasn't the worst of the hits I've had, but like, it now looks like there's like a little bit of skin cancer on my nose, but it's just like a little bit of a scar. But bro, dude, so watch yourself out there when you're getting frisky with those dives and shit. Now I'm a retired diver. I'm like, I'll never dive again. I used to be a good diver. I would just commit. But yeah, watch your commitments. I'm like, done. And then once another time I've skinned my knees. I used to just like hit the, go towards the bottom and just brush my chest against it. I was like, ooh, we're kind of close. Oh. But yeah, that's what we're doing out here. I keep seeing all these ads for like Carrie Underwood, and I always want to say Cunty Underhood. I'm like, bro, chill, bro. We're trying our best out here, dude. But shout out to a cool name like that. Cunty Underhood. Big fan of her, dude. But yeah, my boys and girls, just, you know, just greetings from the finest city in the world. What else we doing? Oh yeah, one of my boys gave me a little shroom bar. They're chocolates made out of shrooms. And I'm like, this is the future, dude. I haven't tried it yet, but I'm gonna get into that eventually. When the time is right. When the eclipse hits April, what is it, April 10th or 8th? That's when I'm gonna drop that little shroom chocolate, and I'm just gonna salute to the moon. I might sacrifice an insect or two too, because, you know, big fan of the furries. Can't kill an animal unless I'm gonna eat it, and I ain't finna skin none right now. But once you get good at your skinning, you know you're unstoppable. That's what I used to do. I used to look up videos of people step-by-step skinning a deer. That'll prepare you for NAM. For the good old war, brother. For the Band of Brothers. Watch some deer skinning videos and just prepare for whatever. But yeah, once you do that, you can pretty much do anything. But yeah, the eclipse is coming. People always think the apocalypse is coming. It's crazy. TikTok and all that shit has people convinced the world's ending. It's like, that shit ain't new. That shit's been going around every decade. Everyone always thinks that's what gets the most clicks, is all that the world's ending shit. But the world ain't ending, boys and girls. I mean, ladies and gentlemen. And that's JT, you know. One time, one for the one time. We done, son.